This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The use of solar energy is growing in Washtenaw County. More individuals and businesses are turning to the renewable resource as a source or supplement to traditional resources. Now, there's a group discount program that all Washtenaw County residents can benefit from. Our guest today is Nathan Geisler, and Nathan is an energy programs analyst for the City of Ann Arbor, and he's here to discuss the Ann Arbor Group Solar Initiative. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Now, I know this is a program that's just getting underway. Any concerns that a more conservative approach to energy policy in both Lansing and Washington may derail the initiative that's being called the Ann Arbor Solar Club?
Well, solar's been evolving for many years. It's a very well-established technology, and it's really important to note that despite state and federal policy changes, the costs have really come down dramatically. If you looked 10 to 12 years ago, you would be paying 70%, probably more, for the installation. And there are factors that contribute, but we feel in order to promote our local green and climate initiatives, it's important to stand behind solar, and it's really a great thing to do. Now, I kind of compare this to LED lighting. You know, 8 years ago, the cost and even availability of LEDs wasn't there. Now it's the first thing you see when you walk into Lowe's or Home Depot, and it's just a matter of time before solar occupies that kind of space. And it's still always going to be a very good hedge against the uncertainty of raised energy costs for electricity.
Now, Ann Arbor is working with a number of folks to put forth the Ann Arbor Solar Club, the Clean Energy Coalition, GeoStellar, and solar panel distributor McNaughton McKay. Who does what in this partnership? How does this work?
Well, so all partners will be involved at some level at the most important thing, which is the education. This is to try and demystify the solar potential in our climate, in our region. But certainly the city, our Energy Commission, and Clean Energy Coalition will be working to be out in the community, doing solar power hours, educational events, talking to groups or organizations, businesses, about what they can do to participate and further reduce what's already a reduced way to participate. And GeoStellar is really the platform that gets folks through the door. They offer a software that can do a quick analysis of your solar potential and some instant estimates on savings. And that, of course, be refined as you go through the process. But they're a little bit like a home advisor or kayak for folks who use those services to simplify what is a potentially complicated decision to effectively make your home a power plant of its sort. And this is a new thing, something that people don't consider every day, but probably have been curious about for some time. And their role is to really help simplify the process. And McNaughton McKay is a local distributor who's lined up to supply the equipment. And it's Michigan-made and highly quality so that folks can be assured that if they go through with an installation, if they have the right kind of potential, that they're really getting a great product.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the Ann Arbor Solar Club with Nathan Geisler. And Nathan is an energy programs analyst for the City of Ann Arbor. As I understand it, the hope is to add 500 new solar installations each year. Now, would you expect to see more residential or commercial installations?
Well, that's certainly our hope. It's an ambitious target. We're Ann Arbor. We like to set high targets, and there's a recognition that if we're going to do our part for climate action and meet our own climate action goals, that we need to really, really step things up. And that includes all sectors. Certainly, we hope residents consider this, but businesses, there's a number of commercial installations that have occurred, Google, DTE downtown on their properties, many opportunities for the business sector to as well participate. And it's important that whether it's a business or a homeowner, know that the federal tax credits for solar have been continued and are in place right now at beyond 2020. So you get a 30% perpetual discount right off the bat for solar. So that, in addition, for the next few years, really helps to drop that cost down.
And I do want to talk a little bit more about cost in just a moment, but I want to come back to this. If I had my numbers right, there were about 50 new solar installations last year. So what makes a 500-figure reasonable goal?
Well, the goal really came out of some work through our local energy commission who looks at these issues and tries to set policy for the city. And there was an interest in trying to quantify just what the solar potential was in Ann Arbor. And we think there's an ability to absorb that much. And by really looking to our 25% reduction target by 2025, it was sort of backing into what could we do to set an aggressive level and what are some of the other things in addition to this program and reducing some of the costs, but also ways to look at improving our permitting and our zoning. We've removed residential permit fees for solar. So a lot of ways to try and promote this. And again, it is certainly an aggressive target, but Ann Arbor is thought of and wants to be a leader in this and other sustainability issues. So we better set a high target than something too low, is our view.
According to the Clean Energy Coalition, utility rates are going up 4 to 8% on an annual basis. So obviously the decision to make an investment in solar, you have to kind of consider the much longer term effect.
That's right. And fortunately, solar, the equipment itself typically is warranted for 25 years, but photovoltaics often will last beyond that. And so it is a long-term commitment. It's certainly a great way to demonstrate one's individual pledge and commitment to doing something about climate change. I think often when it comes to that topic in particular, there's the view that, well, the power plants are changing, there are rules about the EPA or whatever it may be happening at the federal level. But certainly from a bottom-up standpoint, you know, people make large investments in their homes to make improvements for adding space or just to remodel a bathroom. You know, really the hope is that solar kind of gets in the mix of replacing windows and other things as something that actually has a pretty good payback over the long run. There is certainly some uncertainty and things we're still working through. But when you take the long view, especially given the ever-increasing rates for electricity, at some point those lines cross.
We're talking with Ann Arbor Energy Programs analyst Nathan Geisler about the Ann Arbor Solar Club on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. What is the average cost of a residential solar installation?
Well, of course, it really varies depending on the home size. And if you have a small ranch home up to a larger historic or other house, it can vary. I like to use, just to be pretty clear with folks, that you're going to be plus or minus five figures. Now, you can easily get under $10,000 for systems for smaller 2 to 3 kilowatt photovoltaic arrays that can supply a good portion of your demand. Now, and we always say with solar, it's very important before just jumping right in to make sure you've addressed energy efficiency in your home, that you've converted to high-efficiency lighted, that you've looked at how your HVAC or your furnace system is, what the age and efficiency is of that. Have you gone to Energy Star appliances? Make those moves so that you're sizing the system accordingly. But it's certainly in that range for cost these days, and it's only coming down.
And will continue to do so, which might make some take pause and say, well, maybe I'll look at this in 3 to 4 years, making that goal of 500 new installations this year a little more difficult. But let me ask you this. There's a lot of concern among Ann Arbor residents in particular that when they install a solar panels on their house, it increases the value of the home. And guess what happens? Property taxes go up. So I know the city's been looking at potential options to help subsidize that in some way. Where are we?
Well, it is a rightful concern folks have, and it kind of comes up in a variety of ways when you look at municipal efforts. For instance, we're a tree city, USA. We really want a vibrant, healthy urban canopy and preserve what we call landmark trees, and as we should, and that sometimes runs in the opposite direction of advancing things like solar. So we have to wrestle with these things that cause some tension points, and fortunately the administration here is very eager and has been responsive to the Energy Commission and staff's issues with this particular topic, where we are looking to promote solar, yet we are assessing them. And at some level, though, it's a good thing that a very on-site renewable installation on one's home does improve the value. That demonstrates that this is something that's good, and so that should be celebrated. But We're really in the midst of that right now, figuring out if indeed, as our local assessor has confirmed, that without exemption for solar or other renewable installations on one's property, the assessment goes up. What can we do to potentially ameliorate that? And so we'll be working over the next several months to figure out, are there offsets, are there ways that the impact can be reduced? And it's important to note the local leadership in Ann Arbor For instance, Representative Jeff Irwin had for many years been trying to get this through through legislation. It's come and gone over the years. You know, for many years, solar was exempted many years ago, but that's not been the case recently, and there's been some inconsistent application in other communities where there's quite a bit less solar activity, and it hasn't been as much of an issue. We're working hard on that and are appreciative to have local leadership and folks rightfully paying attention.
And without some sort of offset beyond what exists today, it would take about 30% of energy savings and extend payback period on the installation to over 20 years. Is that a reasonable investment? You personally, would you make that investment today?
Well, and I think that's with, again, with present electricity rates, which, again, will be going up. Something that I would take very seriously, but, you know, solar's got to be something that you need to think through, and that's hopefully what, again, this process is about, trying to demystify, trying to get to a clear point to make sure that this is the right kind of investment. Now, there are those who have solar right now and who, you know, despite the sort of payback issues, are still happy that they've done something, that they've really taken a significant step towards reducing their own carbon footprint, and that side of it, you know, really can't be taken away. But it's, yeah, I think it's still a great thing to do, and the costs, folks should just know that we're doing everything we can to...
And participation in this group program is going to make it about as cheap as you're going to find it.
Yeah. You know, you look at nationally, you try and get around or efforts that have been promoted recently or really to help drive down that installed cost. And so anytime you can get below $3 per watt is a sort of a magic number. This show program, should be well below that initially, the program really does help to lower that upfront cost and hopefully mean that the payback period does occur and those lines do cross sooner than later.
Nathan, is there a deadline for participation in the Ann Arbor Solar Club in this year, 2017?
As of now, no. We've got kind of a first 90-day period where some of the initial price points have been set, and so we're hoping folks... get involved early, but right now we're hoping to roll out the program and see how it evolves over the course of the summer. Again, folks should be watching for educational opportunities throughout the community in a variety of formats, and certainly can learn more about it soon. But no sunset date right now.
Where can we find more information right now?
Yeah, so the website to go to learn about the solar program is geostellar.com/partners/A2, and you can also contact the program through hello@geostellar.com or call 844-38-SOLAR. So plenty of places to go, and even you can use Google. I still often lean to Google. If you can't take these things down, just check out Ann Arbor or A2 Geostellar, and you'll come to a good place.
Well, let's take occasion sometime over the course of the summer, see how the program has progressed and where you need to go for the rest of the calendar year.
Sounds great, David. Thanks a lot.
That is Ann Arbor Energy Programs Analyst Nathan Geisler discussing the Ann Arbor Solar Club. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.